Legislation is advancing on Beacon Hill that would expand access to school breakfast in Massachusetts. Since Springfield began offering breakfast in the classrooms in each of its public schools in 2017, the second largest school district in the state has seen increased attendance, less truancy, and fewer students making mid-morning trips to the school nurse, according to Liz McGilvey, who chairs the Springfield Food Policy Council.
When children start the day with a full belly, they tend to learn more and, like the rest of us, are able to be attentive, and so it's a wonderful thing.
Just before recessing until January, the Massachusetts House unanimously passed a bill to require schools where 60% of students qualify for free or reduced-price meals to serve breakfast in the classroom. The bill now goes to the state Senate, which has approved similar versions in two previous legislative sessions. Democratic State Representative Aaron Vega of Holyoke, one of the co-sponsors of the bill that would implement a policy known as Breakfast After the Bell, said bringing food into the classroom at the start of the school day allows students and teachers to share some communal time and get nourished.
Lots of schools obviously offer, cafeteria being open before the bell, before classes start, but we know that kids don't show up on time. We know that there's stigma. We know that buses run late. We know there's 100 reasons why a child who might be hungry won't go before school, get there early before class and get breakfast.
About 30 school systems would be required to start providing breakfast in the classrooms if the bill becomes law.
I think that we have some language around a waiver. So if a district does feel that it's a hardship for them to take on, there is an opportunity to get a one-year waiver.
After several years of food policy and public health advocates trying to overcome opposition to a breakfast in the classroom mandate, Vega said a breakthrough came when the state's Department of Elementary and Secondary Education endorsed the idea.
They initiated to put the regulations forward that the 15 minutes that students and teachers would take up for breakfast actually counted as learning time. So it wasn't taking away any learning time. You know, they add 15 more minutes somewhere else in the day. So it wasn't putting an additional stress on the teachers.
The cost of the breakfast meals is covered by the federal government with a reimbursement rate structure that rewards schools for high participation in the meals programs.
Once that participation rate is up over 80%, some significant funds come in from the federal government.
Vega noted the Breakfast in the Classroom bill passed the House this fall, along with legislation to restructure the state's school funding formula, as well as a comprehensive bill focusing on children's health issues.
This is part of a larger package and a larger conversation, and that we at the state level are going to be funding education hopefully properly now, and that we are really focused, I think, in this Commonwealth on our kids.
Research shows that 1 in 9 children in Massachusetts regularly go hungry. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.